The Surrey Police Service is poised to take over street patrol from the RCMP on South Surrey's west side at 6 a.m. July 28 and on South Surrey's east side on November 25. That's the word from Chief Constable Norm Lipinski, reporting to the Surrey Police Board on July 16. So how it works is the SPS will be taking over from the south bank of the Serpentine River from Mud Bay to 152nd Street, and from there the area west of 152nd Street to where it meets Highway 99, from there embracing that part of the peninsula west from Highway 99 down to the border, to the exception of White Rock, which has its own RCMP detachment. We're all set to go. We've been working with our colleagues the RCMP, making that transition very smooth, Lipinski said. On November 25, the SPS will take over the rest of South Surrey east of 152 and Highway 99 down to the border, to 196th Street, Langley, Surrey border, and north to the policing border between South Surrey, District 5, and Cloverdale, District 4. Since the SPS became the city's police of jurisdiction on November 29, its frontline, uniformed officers have been patrolling Whalley and Newton while their RCMP counterparts, operating in a temporary support capacity, cover South Surrey, Cloverdale, Fleetwood and Guildford as the SPS ramps up its ranks. The transition is expected to be completed in 2026-27. When the torch got passed from Surrey Mounties who, since May 1, 1951 had been the city's official police force, the Surrey RCMP slipped into the past to become a provincial RCMP unit supporting the SPS. On the day the SPS became the police of jurisdiction, its ranks stood at 446 officers and 73 city employees. Now that we've gone through Whalley and Newton, Districts 1 and 3, we have a template and we're excited at moving forward in serving the community on the west side of South Surrey, Lipinski told the board. The east side will take place, the transition will take place on November 20th and again we'll be using the same template on that. Rob Stutt, Surrey Council's representative on the 9-member board, voiced concern over the SPS taking over South Surrey, District 5, in two stages, saying he thinks it will add to a little bit of confusion and the services provide there. Are you ready to go to their lock, stock and barrel, to the east side of District 5? In District 5 you're going to have really close neighbors in the RCMP, so I would suggest in my opinion anyway unless it's full-blown deal that you're ready to take it over with no assistance required, that I would think it should be subject to a little bit of a rethink, he told Lipinski. I guess it will add to a little bit of confusion. Lipinski explained July 28 was chosen because it's within the SPS's training cycle. Hire, training experienced officers, new recruits graduate from the academy, we deploy them. We do the same thing for November. Why November? Because in September we will hire experienced officers, we will look to have another graduating class from the Justice Institute and we deploy them. To wait until we have somewhere in the order of 50 people, that would mean we would have to wait until November to take over the entire South Surrey. The problem with that, Lipinski said, is it's not cost efficient. We'll be hiring and I could deploy half and they could demobilize, otherwise I'd hire half, I'd have to put them somewhere to do something until I hire the other half, and then I deploy, so our model is the most cost-effective way of hiring and deploying. And I don't think there'd be too much confusion and I say that from the perspective of as we know now Whalley and Newton and Guildford and Cloverdale, on occasion cars go both ways, right on the border calls and so forth. Surrey residents are getting used to seeing SPS and RCMP officers working together, Lipinski noted, so this doesn't mean it has to be totally black and white, you've got to stay on this side of the fence. Stutt said he'd rather see the efficiency of this, based on service delivery rather than cost delivery, and as far as the city of Surrey is concerned, he said, I'm sure that we would rather have the most effective service delivery and I would take the precedence on that over cost effectiveness of it. Earlier in the meeting Lipinski told the board that the SPS to date has 450 police officers. We are on track with our hiring targets for this year, he reported. Our next intake of experienced officers is September and the target is 15 and we feel very confident we'll be able to reach that in September as well. Brand new recruits Justice Institute of BC, we've been allotted 18 seats and those are filled.